Who are you?
I'm no one.
Welcome to Daily for Tuesday, October 20th. It's 8 degrees, feels like 5 degrees with the wind chill and the rain and stuff. But this is not a weather podcast, but this podcast is brought to you by FeedPress. Visit feed.press/dailyish today to sign up for 14 days, to try 14 days of FeedPress's service. No contracts or commitments. You can use promo code dailyish during your checkout to get 10% off your first year of simple, intuitive, and powerful RSS analytics and podcast hosting. If you've got a podcast or a blog and you need to know sort of where your folks who are reading or listening to your stuff are coming from, they've got a great new feature called basically geolocation stuff, where you can see on a map, a world view of where people, what countries people are coming from or downloading your podcast from in the world, which is great. It's interesting. Cool to see. And and also brought to you by Patreon supporters, possibly like you. Patreon.com/iChris is where you can go to check out how you can support my podcasting efforts here at goodstuff.fm a little more directly with $1 or $2 a month if you so desire. You can also watch a fun video I did with my son explaining how Patreon works. That's patreon.com/iChris. All right, well, as you heard in the intro, if you're a Star Wars fan, a science fiction fan, a movie fan at all, you're well aware that Star Wars The Force Awakens Episode 7 is coming out in December here, 2015. And just yesterday, there was a new trailer, or the trailer, I guess. The other ones were teasers. I don't know how that all works. But anyways, a new trailer was released, and it's basically a popular thing on the internet these days is to do reaction videos to those people watching things. So they'll film themselves watching something and then have that video playing, you know, in a picture in picture thing. And it actually, it's more compelling, more interesting than you might think, especially obviously for a movie that you might care about, like such as Star Wars. For me, I'm not like a hardcore Star Wars nerd. I don't have every single character or whatever. I do have a Star Wars poster on my wall. If you've watched the Dailyish videos ever, you may have seen it in the background behind me. And I love the movies and stuff, and I love playing with the Lego stuff with my kids and getting them all excited about it. But I don't go into like insane levels, not insane, that's disparaging, meticulous levels of detail of caring about every character's costumes and why they have this or that, why this one's red, why that one's blue, etc. But I love reading about all that stuff after the fact from other smarter folks, more educated Star Wars nerds than I. But I thought I'd do a quick little review of the trailer, just some comments on it. Because what's awesome about what the way I feel anyways, the way J.J. Abrams, director of the new movie, has done is release stuff and given people glimpses of the movie enough to get them really excited about it without revealing the end goal and the storyline of the movie, which is so often what most movie trailers these days do, is basically tell you the movie. Here's what's going to happen, so you know you're safe going to it, and no surprises really. Even, you know, comedy movies, the best lines are in the trailers, etc., that kind of stuff, because they want to get you in the door. Once they've got you in the door paying for the movie, paying for the popcorn, they don't really care after that, and they just want you to have a good time, but they need to tease you enough with enough of the movie so you're not going to be disappointed. So with the Star Wars trailers, it's, you know, it's a tough line that I'm sure they have to walk, of like wanting to show fans that this is going to be good, but also not revealing so much that everybody knows what's going to happen. And I'm sure if you read enough, there's people who are doing research on all the trailers that have been released, the video game, there's a new Star Wars Battlefront sort of real-time strategy game that's come out, and where you can play as characters and stuff in the movie. And there's the new Lego, the toys for the movie from Lego are out. And so you can sort of do a bit of analysis of that and sort of probably cobble together all the stuff and photos that have leaked, et cetera, and get a decent idea of what's coming. I don't really want to know what's coming exactly. I'm happy to watch the trailers and find out a little tease as much as they want to release to us, but I don't want to know the storyline. I want to be surprised and enjoy it when I go see the movie. So I love the way that the movie or the trailer starts out with very sparse, very minimal kind of like just scenes, the background, the soundtrack. That's what you heard at the very beginning of this episode, is very minimal before any music really hits, just a single sort of piano note, sound effect note, highlighting a few lines of dialogue. And John Boyega, I think is how you say his name, is the main character, one of the guy, clone trooper guy, who's obviously sort of struggling with who he is and what he's fighting for and all that kind of stuff. And Daisy Ridley, I think, is the other main character in the story, as far as what we can tell. And she's then asking, a little bit later on in the trailer, she asks, there were stories about what happened. As you are probably aware, you know, episode 7 is set after episode 6, conveniently enough. we don't know, really know timeline of how long after is it and all that kind of stuff. And there seems to be a bit of, like, in the Star Wars universe, a bit of like, everybody has a bit of a brain fart after every trilogy, where they kind of forget everything that happened and a generation passes and there's no record kept of anything, because there's a lot of stuff in episode 4 from episode 3 that was kind of like, well, didn't you? It's a bit of what's, they're repeating a bit of history here, where they, you know, don't the current people, the current sort of generation that the movie is focused on, in that one, Luke, Leia, etc., Han Solo, are completely unaware that Luke would have been in existence. Luke and Leia were out there, and Jedi and all that kind of stuff. And it's sort of this mysterious thing, when it wasn't that long ago. Like, Luke was born in at the end of the third movie. And so it would be like, whatever, 20 some years. So you think, like, now it'd be like sort of there's definitely people who don't acknowledge that World War II happened, for example. And that's 60 years ago or so. And so there's people who don't acknowledge it, but we still have an idea of it. And so it's kind of as if something on that scale happened to everybody. They just get their brain wiped out, Men in Black style or something, and forget about all this stuff. But anyways, maybe she's from a different planet, different culture. We don't really know. Daisy Ridley asks,
there are stories about what happened.
It's Han Solo who is the one who responds in the trailer anyways.
It's true. All of it. The dark side. The Jedi. They're real.
And it's just kind of like, I think for any Star Wars fan, it kind of fills you with excitement and sort of those memory tingles of the idea that all the hokey religion and spiritual gobbledygook stuff from the original trilogy is this legend that we all got to partake in watching, and it's a mystery from the past. And so we all know it. Daisy Ridley doesn't, the character she plays, doesn't know about it yet, but we all know about that. And she's, you know, being trained or educated on it by the character that we fell in love with in the first series, Han Solo. And the sort of irony or whatever of it being that he was the main disbeliever of any of it in that original trilogy. And now he's the wise veteran, almost the Obi-Wan Kenobi character in this new series so far, who's sort of the link back to these stories that these kids have only sort of heard about somehow and sort of rumors and whispers of. But, you know, maybe it's, I would guess probably it's like the, looking at it, it's, you know, propaganda and media and whatever elements. There doesn't seem to be much media in the Star Wars universe. There's no, like, reporters archiving thing. Maybe that's, archivists maybe got wiped out in before the episode 1 or something like that. Anyways, historians are gone. But, yeah, maybe the Empire has resurged and they wiped out any memory of and record of anything to do with the Jedi, just because they didn't want there to be any hope for people. So we'll see, though. It makes me excited. I got emotional watching it and just sitting here on my little 13-inch laptop watching it. And I know that, you know, watching the movie now, like, I can anticipate watching the movie in the theater and having a very emotional reaction to hearing the theme music hit, the title scene come up on the screen and stuff like that, and seeing some of these characters. And I just hope that, like I said, what we're seeing is not the best of, that there's still amazing things to be revealed when we actually get to see the movie in the theaters, and that they haven't sort of teased us with the best of it just to get us in the door. I'm optimistic that that's not the case, but as it is, who knows? So I'll leave you with the rest of the trailer just for fun. I hope this is legal. I know it's like, I'll put the links to the trailer on YouTube, of course. If you haven't watched it yet, definitely go check it out. And I think that's it for this episode. Let me know in the comments, to hit the discuss this episode. Are you excited about the new Star Wars movie at all? Did this trailer do anything for you? Are you upset, annoyed, frustrated, happy, sad, crying? What are you? Who are you? Were you there when it started? Okay. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.
Who are you?
I'm no one.
I was raised to do one thing, but I've got nothing to fight for.
Nothing will stand in our way. I will finish what you started.
There are stories about what happened.
It's true. All of it.
The dark side.
A Jedi.
Force. It's calling to you.